रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. किष्किंधा कांड चैप्टर नंबर 57 द रिप्लाई ऑफ अंगदा. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. द मंकीज लिसन्ड टू सिंपैथी एज ही स्पोक विद फाल्टरिंग एक्सेंट्स ऑफ ग्रीफ. Suspicion haunted their hearts, yet at his words, I will feast upon them leisurely one by one. And they decided within themselves that the huge bird would never leave them alive. They would be in no way the worse for it if they met their death at the hands of the monster. Rather, they would be near their goal quicker. Then Angada helped Sampati to get down from his lofty perch and said, There lived in the far past a monkey king, Riksh Rajas by name, righteous and renowned. Him I am proud to call my grandfather. Two sons had he, Vali and Sugriva, of boundless might. Vali, my father, stood head and shoulders above all others in the world in strength and prowess. The Lord of the universe came down in mortal garb in the line of Ikshvaku as Rama, the son of the emperor Dasharatha. Crowned with every perfection, human and divine, boundless wealth, power, and valor, marked him as a leader of men. He repaired to the forests of Dandaka at the command of his father with his wife Sita and brother Lakshmana. They abode at Janasthan when Ravana, the lord of the Rakshasas, basely abducted Sita. Jatayu, the dear friend of Dasharatha, chanced to catch sight of the Rakshasa as he coursed through the skies and closed with him in dread combat. He smashed Ravana's war chariot, shattered his armor, and broke to pieces his mighty weapons. Sita was freed from the clutches of her captor, but Ravana took base advantage of Jatayu's age and exhaustion to hew down his pinions. He managed to live through till Rama came upon him and learned from him the sad news. The grateful prince performed the funeral rites of his noble friend and protector and raised him to the highest heavens. Later on, Rama made an alliance with Sugriva and slew my father, for Sugriva and his counselors were mortal foes of my sire. Rama placed him on the throne of the monkeys, and he, out of gratitude, dispatched his vast hosts to bring news of Sita. But we could never come upon her, search as we may. Even as one goes in a vain quest after sunlight on a dark and cloudy midnight, we have examined every inch of ground in the Dandakas most carefully, and at last managed to lose our way into a huge cavern fashioned by Maya, the Danava. We wandered there for a month and reached the time limit allowed us by the king. We go not back to Kishkindha, for death walks loose there in the guise of the black wrath of Rama and Lakshmana and the blacker fate that cruel Sugriva has in store for us. So we have decided to leave our wasted frames here on the seashore and seek the world of gods through the gates of holy fast and meditation. Mangalam Koshalendraya Mahaniya Gunavdeye Chakravarti Dharmurjaya Sarva Bhaumaye Mangalam.